WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic Calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate life's crazy twists and turns with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and maybe a sprinkle of that good old-fashioned common sense. Today, we're diving into something super important. Cultivating gratitude and appreciation. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, just chasing the next thing, the next achievement, the next dopamine hit? We're bombarded with messages telling us what we need to be happy, but sometimes, the key to true contentment lies right under our noses, or should I say, in our hearts. Gratitude isn't just a feel-good buzzword, it's a powerful practice that can actually change your life. Think about it. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, a whole new world opens up. You start seeing the good, appreciating the little things, and feeling more content with where you are right now. Okay, enough philosophy for 1 minute. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that gratitude muscle. 1. The power of daily appreciation. This isn't about waiting for a once-a-year Thanksgiving feast. It's about making time every day to appreciate the simple things. That warm cup of coffee in the morning, a good laugh with a friend, even just feeling the sunshine on your skin knows a little gems worth savoring. You know that feeling when you wake up and something feels just right? Make a conscious effort to notice those moments more often and let yourself really feel them. 2. The Gratitude Journal. It sounds simple, but journaling about what you're grateful for can be incredibly impactful. Don't overthink it. Just jot down 3 things each day, big or small, that made your heart sing. This trains your brain to focus on the positive and shifts your perspective from lack to abundance. Think of it like a mental high five to yourself, acknowledging all the good stuff in your life. 3. The shift from wanting to having. Ever get caught up in the I want cycle? It's a recipe for unhappiness. Instead, try focusing on what you already have: your health, your loved ones, your talents, your experiences. You might be surprised by how much you already have to be grateful for. Remember, contentment comes from appreciating what you have, not chasing after what you lack. 4. The gift of giving. Want to amplify your gratitude? Put it into action. Helping others, even in small ways, can bring a sense of purpose and fulfillment that nothing else can match. Think about volunteering your time, donating to a cause you believe in, or simply offering a helping hand to someone in need. 5. The power of saying thank you. This one seems obvious, but how often do we actually say it? Make an effort to express your gratitude to the people in your life, your family, friends, colleagues, even that barista who makes your latte just right. A simple thank you can go a long way in strengthening relationships and fostering positive energy. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom of 2, constantly running around trying to juggle work, errands, and family life. She's always stressed, overwhelmed, and feeling like she never has enough time. One day, while sitting at her kitchen table amidst the chaos, she pauses and takes a deep breath. She starts noticing the things she often overlooks. The warm sunlight streaming through the window, the laughter of her children playing in the living room, the comforting aroma of her morning coffee. She decides to start practicing gratitude, writing down 3 things she's thankful for each day and making an effort to express her appreciation to those around her. Slowly but surely, Sarah's perspective begins to shift. She finds herself feeling calmer, more present, and even happier. The little things start to shine, and the chaos doesn't feel so overwhelming anymore. She realizes that cultivating gratitude isn't just about being positive, it's about truly appreciating the journey, the good, the bad, and everything in between. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing gratitude today. It's a simple but powerful habit that can transform your life. Remember, take time each day to appreciate the little things. Keep a gratitude journal to focus on the positive. Shift your mindset from wanting to having. Put your gratitude into action by helping others. Make it a habit to say thank you often. And remember, your Stoic Calm journey is ongoing. Share your experiences with us, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay calm, stay grateful, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.